Location exit 579 from Highway 401 in Napanee. Quick Truck Lieu 519-622-0660. QuickTruckLieu.com. 770 AMD نشریات سنن تے حالات حاضرہ تو با خبر رہن دے واسطے نیوز انفارمیشن انالیسس الیکٹرک گڈیاں دے وچ ای آواز
مجھے لاکھ برا چاہے تو کیا ہوتا ہے اور وہی ہوتا ہے جو منظور خدا ہوتا ہے. एवरीवन और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस. جہاں کہیں آپ موجود ہو اپنے کاموں سے ذرا سی مہلت لے کر ان مستانوں کو سننے کے لیے تیار ہو جائیے. اور اے بہارے باغ دنیا چند روز دیکھ لو اس کا تماشا چند روز. اور اے مسافر پوچھ کا سامان کر اس سلامی ہے بسیرا چند روز.
سیتارام ست سری کار جے گرو ڈاکٹر اے سائی رام. السلام علیکم اینڈ ویلکم ایوریبڈی ٹو شبنم ریڈیو. آف کورس وی وانٹ ٹو سے ہیلو اینڈ ویلکم ٹو دوز آف یو جوائننگ اس آن ٹیلی ویژن. ویلکم ویلکم اینڈ آف کورس وی وانٹ ٹو لیٹ یو نو دیٹ وی آر ہیئر انٹل 4 o'clock. فالوئنگ 4 وی ول بی فیچرنگ اور بردر آؤٹ آف ٹرینڈ اینڈ ٹوبیگو شام جی علی, ون آف دا فائنسٹ broadcasters out of the Caribbean, exclusive right here in Toronto, Canada on Shabnam Radio TBZ. My name is Richard Aziz, of course you could see that there, and we have a nice program lineup for you. Later today at 2 o'clock we would be speaking to Ms. Nora Singh, the owner of Travis Pan, to tell us about that big cookout taking place in Jamaica. Also will be there Raymond Ramnarayan and many others. And to let you know, today too also is the Tariq Islamic Center. They having their annual Eid dinner, and that's coming up. So you can call for tickets. If you're lucky, you might get one. But don't forget, don't miss out on the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. They are having their Eid dinner coming up. Welcome, welcome indeed. We have a beautiful item here to start off. But before we do that, I want to say hello to our operator at WTOR, Master Control, my sister, welcome. And we want to hear from you. Telephone numbers to reach me in the studio, 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. I'm alongside Abhishek again today, and of course we have a nice program lineup for you. So let's get started with this beautiful item.
दर्द भी तो हमको आज कुछ ज्यादा हुआ
इश्क वाला लव
ये क्या हुआ है क्या खबर यही पता है ज्यादा हुआ
इश्क वाला लव
अगर ये उसको भी हुआ है फिर भी मुझको ज्यादा हुआ
इश्क वाला लव
मेरी नींद जैसे पहली बार टूटी है आंखें मल के मैंने देखी है सुबह हुई धूप ज्यादा लेके तेरी रोशनी दिन चढ़ा
इश्क वाला छाके बादलों की झाली के पीछे से घर चांदनी है मुझको इतना लेकिन और सारा चांद मेरा यही पे है छुपा छुपा हुआ
इश्क वाला हुआ जो दर्द भी तो हमको आज कुछ ज्यादा हुआ ये क्या हुआ है क्या खबर यही पता है ज्यादा हुआ अगर ये उसको भी हुआ है फिर भी मुझको ज्यादा हुआ
Shut up. So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
TravelSpan is pleased to announce tours to Ayodhya, Varanasi, India, and Dubai. Plus Europe, Spain, Portugal, South Africa, Footsteps of Paul, and a Mediterranean cruise. TravelSpan Tours always has a guide to accompany you during the tour. You will always be with someone to ensure you have an enjoyable experience. Treat yourself, tour Ayodhya, Varanasi, and Allahabad where the three sacred rivers of Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati meet. Plus North or South India. TravelSpan serving the communities for 30 years with many tours with many options. Call TravelSpan in New York at 212-243-0865, in Canada 647-557-6200, in Georgetown 227-1701, in Burbese 337-4287, or in Trinidad 645-1604. So call TravelSpan Vacations today.
Hey! The weekend breakfast platter is back at Roti Roti. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come choose from boss up shot fried beef, tada roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of Morbi. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choka, saltfish and tomatoes, mokarin, pumpkin, fried aloo, shatai, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 Albion Road. 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast platter.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Vikash Canadian Superstore invites you to visit their specialized puja store. Remember, for all your puja needs, including murtis, religious pictures, leaves, fresh fruits and flowers, and everything you will need for vegetarian cooking. While there, check out their beautiful saris, jewelry, gift-giving items, and much more. Vikash Canadian Superstore, now open at 1147 Bellamy Road, Unit No. 1 in Scarborough. Call 647-368-8494 or drop by today.
Well, of course, we want to extend a warm welcome to those at Vikash Superstore. You know, they have just received some items coming in from Guyana. I will send you some pictures in a little bit. We try to get that together. They have some long body of bora. The very, very pepper. They have some pimentos. They have edos. You know, when you go to buy edos, sometimes you get some dry up one. No, you have to get it from them. Fresh. And they supply West Indian grocery store also. So the prices would be far better than what you would pay elsewhere. But I want to tell you about something special at this store. Vikash Canadian Superstore. You must. I'm heading down there Sunday to pick up a couple. They have pine apple from Guyana. I think Guyana have one of the sweetest pineapples you'll find anywhere. So if you want to get a pineapple from Guyana, it's there, it's ready. I'm going down. They sell it by the pong. I think it's $8 a pong or something. I'm not sure of the quote price or something. But if you know the taste you would get from one of those pines. I just want to let you know that Hanuman Jayanti will be observed and celebrated at the Sri Radha Krishna Cultural and Community Center, Inc. They cordially invite all devotees to attend Hanuman Jayanti on Tuesday the 23rd of April at 101 to 106 Westmore Drive, Etobicoke. Hanuman Chalisa from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they continue again from 3 to 4 Hanuman Chalisa chanting. Again, for more information, call Pandit Mahindra at 416. Here's another number. Pandit number is not showing up. Pandit Ashok at 647-917-2346. At Pandit Ashok at 647-917-2346. And of course, you can drop by at 101 to 106 Westmore Drive, and it's all taking place on April 22. We here at Shabnam Radio want to dedicate a Hanuman Chalisa as we get set to celebrate Hanuman Jayanti, observe Hanuman Jayanti. So it's about this time we'd like to share it with you and to dedicate it to all those who have sponsored in the past the Hanuman Chalisa. Here we go.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhari Baranau Rabhubar Bimal Jasu Jodayak Phal Chari Buddhihin Tanu Jani Ke Sumiro Pavan Kumar Bal Budhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Harahu Kalesh Vikar Jai Hanuman जय कपीश सिंहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत रामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी सुमति निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन बरन विराज सुबेता कानन कुंडल कुंचित केता हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगबंदन
You're listening to Shabnam Radio.
विद्यावान गुनियति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रतिया राम लखन सीता मन बतिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरिति अहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज संवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित सहिता जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कवि कोविद कही सके राम क्षण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्र जो जन पर भानु लियो ताही मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी सरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना पापन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं महावीर जब नाम सुना है ना से रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट से हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोड़ावे पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है पर उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता अस वर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्त न धरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई हृदय महडेरा
पवन तलया
हनुमान चालीसा Again, we want to remind you that Hanuman Jayanti is coming up, and of course, it's a good time now to consider making plans where you would be and make an effort to go to your favorite temple for worship. Well, I want to say again, welcome those of you who like to reach us. We are here on the telephone 416-848-7772. And I also wanted to say how we had what a wonderful Eid celebration. And thank you to the so many of the advertisers and supporters on the program. We had really great response and we appreciate hearing from you. But I want to translate that to our sponsors for the Eid special. Thank you. And throughout the program, we'd recognize them again. Also wanted to let you know, Peter and Baljeet. Want to say a special thank to Peter and his entire team, including Baljeet, for sponsoring us here for Eid special. Thank you very much. Right now, we wanted to feature a fellow that we really like on this program. You know, he has been with us on the radio for many, many years. In fact, we need a visit from him soon in the studio. Ashok Yankaran. Ashok, Jai Guru Datta, wherever you might be, I know you're always watching and checking in on us. So we'd like to feature one. We had him in the studio here with us with Ravi Singh on tabla. Hope you like this one. I want to also extend a warm welcome to Jai Rajiv Singh of Rajiv's Custom Tailors. And of course, his talented children. And this young man on tabla, I mean, he's doing great things. You know, he's even a member of the jazz band, Jazz FM band, and doing extremely well, you know, and he's teaching and lending his support where he can. Want to explain to his parents how proud we are of your son, Raj, and of course, your beautiful wife. Here we go with Ashok Yankaran on Shabnam Radio, Caribbean Showtime TV.
दुनिया से दिल लगा कर दुनिया से क्या मिलेगा याद ए खुदा ये जा तुझको खुदा دولت ہو یا حکومت طاقت ہو یا جوانی ہر چیز مٹنے والے ہر چیز آن جانے ہو کرے گزرا
क्या ख्वाब का भरोसा, क्या मौत का ठिकाना। तकदीर जो दिखाए चुपचाप देखता चले, ईमान के सहारे नेकी रास्ता चल।
Dadul Islamic Jamaat invite you to their annual Eid dinner on Saturday, April 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. Tickets are only $25 and children under 7 absolutely free. The Imdadul Islamic Center, 15 of Page Court, Downsview. Please visit www.imdadulcenter.org or call 416-452-4437. Until then, Assalamu Alaikum.
Calling all Trinbagonians abroad. Get ready for the 2024 Diaspora Homecoming, an opportunity to reconnect, rejuvenate, and immerse yourself in our beautiful culture and heritage as we celebrate your diaspora contributions to Trinidad and Tobago. Trinbago Diaspora Outreach this year serves up a suite of diverse, fun activities in the Southland from July 4th to 7th. Sightseeing tours, panyard visits, fetes, and our Diaspora Awards Dinner. Make new friends and share knowledge during our second biennial Diaspora Conference. Events packages start from only $300. Visit TrinbagoDiaspora.org. Book, pack, and fly. The 2024 Diaspora Homecoming is calling you.
Introducing famous astrologer and spiritual healer in Canada, Master Sairam. Master can read your past, present, and predict your future by reading your patra with the science of horoscope. Name, date of birth, and picture. Master Sairam helps in solving all problems permanently. He does Havan, Lakshmi Pujas, Vedic Pujas, and much more. Master Sairam is an expert in removing all kinds of evil and negativity, especially generational cases. Don't delay for the results you need now. Visit Master Sairam at 767 Markham Road in Scarborough.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services.
with customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre. Two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
TravelSpan and Amrols Travel are pleased to announce the cooking competition will be in Jamaica from August 16th. Call today at 647-557-6200. Meet and greet family and friends from Trinidad, Guyana, U.S., and Canada. Call today at 647-557-6200.
The Sri Nagapushani Amman Temple is open 7 days a week and puja is conducted every day by Sri Kandaswamy. Everyone is welcome to visit Swamiji at 1830 Elsmere Road, Carlborough. Remember, the temple is open every day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You are all welcome to offer prayers, sit in silence and receive blessings. Devotees can book one-on-one visit with Kandaswamy for any spiritual advice on all matters. So come and spend some time in a spiritual atmosphere where you can feel positive energies and vibrations. Swamiji is very kind, humble and welcoming to everyone. Need more information? Call 416-412-1289. Until then, Jai Guru Datta.
Jai Guru Datta indeed, and of course right now I want to share with you, some of us would have seen it, at least those of you watched our show this morning, Caribbean Showtime. We featured Guyana representative at the United Nations, and what a powerful speech it was indeed. And whatever little damage it could do or bring attention to the cause in Gaza, I'm very, very proud that in our region, the Caribbean region, we had someone standing up and embarrassing Palestine indeed. The Israeli government. So I wanted to share that with you, because I don't think we could pray this enough time, that we need to get the word out, and especially those of you who haven't heard it or seen it, this is an opportunity. Remember, if you're listening to us on radio, you could simply log on mycstv.com, mycstv.com, and you could watch us. So we'd like to share that video with you. And again, I was wondering how come, you know, because the government or the country Guyana has been in the spotlight and we haven't heard much spoken words or threats or action or plea towards the cause in Gaza. But today I would like to share that video that I am very, very proud of the government and the people of Guyana for taking this stand. Let's share that one with them, Abhijit.
Israel is obligated to implement the orders issued by the International Court of Justice on 26th of January and 28th of March, and Guyana calls for full compliance. On the other hand, we have the other state, Israel, a full member of the United Nations since 1949, who is relentless in denigrating and denouncing the United Nations, including today, being the most ardent opposer to the State of Palestine's application for membership. Guyana will not let such perverse paradox derail our support for Palestine as a UN member. We must end this having considered all of the deprivations to which the population in the Gaza Strip has been subject to since October 7th. One can justifiably conclude that a deliberate strategy of collective punishment of the worst kind is being inflicted on the Palestinian people. Mr. President, thank you for convening this meeting, and I also thank Secretary General for his briefing. I acknowledge the presence of honorable ministers and other high-level officials in this meeting, including the special representative of the President of the State of Palestine, His Excellency Mr. Ziad Abu Ammar. Mr. President, this Council has had hundreds of meetings to discuss the Palestinian question since it was first seized of the matter in 1947. For Guyana, at its core, the Palestinian question is a question of justice. Thus far, justice has been delayed, and therefore justice has been denied to the people of Palestine for more than 7 decades. This injustice was born in violence and has continued to be manifested in further cycles of violence, with perhaps the worst manifestation beginning on 7th of October 2023 and continuing as we meet here today. It has also been manifested in repression of a kind that has put a stranglehold on the Palestinian nation and seriously imperiled its right to exist. The international community and the Council have consistently rejected these designs on the Palestinian people, reiterating their inalienable rights, including their right to live in freedom and dignity in a state of their own. Notwithstanding, the injustice continues, necessitating greater efforts by this Council and other United Nations bodies to bring about compliance with their decisions on the Palestinian question. This is the fundamental difficulty in addressing the injustice against the Palestinian people. Non-compliance with legally and morally binding decisions and a lack of accountability for this compliance, this non-compliance. The Council needs a new approach that would yield sustainable results. Mr. President, Excellencies, the latest cycle of violence against the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip has created a crisis of catastrophic proportions. It may take generations for the consequences to be addressed. Homes, schools, hospitals, roads, and other critical infrastructure have been destroyed, concomitantly depriving more than 2 million Palestinians of their right to be free from arbitrary interference of their homes, to education, to health care, and to a dignified existence. This war is also leaving a devastating human toll, with nearly 34,000 Palestinians killed and close to 80,000 injured since October 7th. The occupying power, Israel, has described this war as a war to destroy the capabilities of Hamas. In reality, however, it is a war that is destroying women and children at a disproportionate rate. They represent almost 70% of those killed. It is also a war that has created fatal levels of insecurity for civilians and humanitarian personnel, including UN personnel, with more humanitarian workers killed over the last 6 months than in any single conflict in a single year.
Macaroni,
Mr. President, dear colleagues, having considered all of the deprivations to which the population in the Gaza Strip has been subject to since October 7th, one can justifiably conclude that a deliberate strategy of collective punishment of the worst kind is being inflicted on the Palestinian people. This strategy involves indiscriminately wounding civilians while simultaneously shrinking their access to health care. It also involves a systematic decrease in the safe places to which they have access, cramming them into smaller and smaller spaces while simultaneously threatening to bomb those same spaces. This strategy has also incorporated starvation as a method of warfare, evidenced by, inter alia, attacks on those attempting to meet the needs of starving Palestinians. Palestinians themselves have been fatally attacked while seeking sustenance. The results of this strategy have been malnutrition, famine, disease, and death. It must stop. The occupying power has obligations under international law, including international humanitarian law, with which it must strictly comply. In this context, Israel is obligated to implement the orders issued by the International Court of Justice on 26th of January and 28th of March, and Guyana calls for full compliance. Guyana reiterates its call for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza, as demanded in Resolution 2728. Without a ceasefire, humanitarian efforts in Gaza will not have the desired impact of alleviating the suffering. We stress the importance of additional routes into Gaza to scale up humanitarian relief and call on Israel to immediately implement its decision in this regard without impediments. Guyana also underscores the importance of the work of agencies providing critical support to the Palestinian people. In this regard, we stress the importance of UNRWA as an indispensable lifeline for Palestinians we further stress the need to ensure adequate funding for UNRWA. Mr. President, Excellencies, as we discuss the current catastrophic situation in Gaza, as a result of the violence unleashed by Israel since the 7th of October, attacks by Hamas, both of which we condemn, we must not forget that this is a symptom of the failure to address the core issue, that of a two-state solution where the peoples of Palestine and Israel live side by side. Indeed, Mr. President, Excellencies, and colleagues, as this Council prepares to consider the state of Palestine's membership of the United Nations, Guyana sees a perverse paradox. We have, on the one hand, a situation where one of the two states, the state of Palestine, who notwithstanding the horrors they continue to face under decades of occupation, continues to believe in this United Nations, and is therefore here before us once again to seek membership. On the other hand, we have the other state, Israel, a full member of the United Nations since 1949, who is relentless in denigrating and denouncing the United Nations, including today, being the most ardent opposer to the state of Palestine's application for membership. Guyana will not let such perverse paradox derail our support for Palestine as a UN member. We must end this injustice and deliver on the decades-old commitment made by the international community, by this Council and the General Assembly, for the creation of a free and independent state of Palestine. The admission of the state of Palestine as a member of the UN is a critical and necessary step in this direction, and we hope that when the question is put to us later, all hands will be raised to vote in favor of the legitimate and just request of the Palestinian people. The resolution of the Palestinian question requires political will and decisions based in principles of truth, justice, and fairness. Guyana is prepared to work with this Council and all members of the United Nations to make those decisions to secure the freedom and dignity of the Palestinian people. I end, Mr. President, by expressing Guyana's full and unwavering solidarity with the Palestinian people. I thank you.
What a speech it was indeed, and a really great representation for the region. We hope it doesn't fall on deaf ears. Well, as the situation continues, I'm not sure if it's escalating or de-escalating right now. From what we saw for the past few days, we just have to keep praying and keeping our fingers crossed. Those of you who have been contributing and giving to Palestine, I urge you continue indeed, because they really need our support and our help, the outside world, that is. Well, we continue with the program. Richard Lizzie is keeping you company. 416-848-7772 is the number. And again, those of you watching us on television, hello and welcome indeed. We have some new viewers, first time listening to the radio. We want to say thank you and welcome again. Thanks for joining us. Well, here we go with a nice one. This is an oldie, but I know you will love it. Baron Sugar Aloes. Hope you like your soca. Let's do this one together. Come on. Abhishek. Hey, you remember this one?
Met many people trying to make confusion, trying to put Baron against me. Some people are an imposter and blessed with imitation, and how I try in the song just like me. But I would like to let those people know, for 14 long years Baron did leave and go. 1979 is when I came on the scene, then Baron came back in. But I don't sound like the Baron, for your information, the Baron don't sound like me. So when I'm singing my tune and you hear a sweet croon, I'm just being me. Ding, 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 la, ding. She, la, la, ding. even when I'm just in some fancy style of fashion, or wearing some costly jewelry. The trouble is they see me talking to four or five women, and just say I'm trying to be like me. But there's one thing that they don't understand. I run like woman with big long bam bam. I just love nice things and I am being friendly. Yes, it makes me happy. But I don't look like a Baron. If I should mention Baron more nashy than me. So whenever you see me.
An old one indeed, and this one was performed in Grenada. Hello and welcome to those few joining us at their different places of work. We understand the roti shops out in Albion and Islington have us on. Also, Authentic Trini Cuisine. Hello and welcome to Sandra and Company.
Dress each other's brothers. You think that's the way that it ought to be. But too jealousy, some people just get in her run. And decide to make a controversy. Even reporters can all join the crew. And the question is, who has more gold than who? And when I'm not feeling to put my son, they just say that it's in the front.
As we say hello and welcome to Mina and Poot, not forgetting Ava and Ayana, sending their love to Uncle Richard. Want to say hello to you girls?
And Barana dress each other as brothers. You think that's the way that it ought to be. But true jealousy, some people just get in her run and decide to make a controversy. Even reporters can all join the blue. And the question is, who have more gold than who? And when I'm not feeling to put my son, did I say that it is me?
Hey, welcome if you're just joining us. This is Shabnam Radio. We're broadcasting live on Caribbean Showtime TV. And want to extend a warm welcome to Javika and the crew. They're somewhere on a cruise, but still catching us. Want to say that's loyalty for you. Derry and Javika, Mo and Joyce. Hey, let me play you something for you guys. Nari Ragbu on Shabnam Radio. Well, we want to say extend a warm welcome to all those joining us in Orlando. Hey, Nizam. Oh, go on, boss. Look how she leave me. Some of them fellas glad when they leave, you know. Hey, hopefully we'll be speaking to Mr. Nora Singh of Travel Stan coming up in a little bit.
try to make she happy.